Welcome to ACC Nation. I'm Jim Quist, and I'll wrap up the ACC Women's Basketball Tournament and other basketball news in just a moment. But first, this. The ACC Wrestling Championship is this Saturday, featuring 42 ranked individuals and three ranked teams in NC State, Virginia Tech, and North Carolina. They'll be joined by Duke, Pitt, and Virginia. Action gets underway at 11 o'clock, wraps up with the championship finals at 7. College lacrosse, the Tiverton Award watch list includes 10 men and 15 women from the ACC. USA Hockey has named their three finalists for the Patty Kazmaier Memorial Award. Boston College freshman Daryl Watts is one of those named. Men's basketball action tonight. Virginia traveled to Louisville and NC State visited Georgia Tech. The final scores, Virginia pulled a rabbit out of the hat literally against Louisville, 67-66. At the very end of the game, and Georgia Tech upset North Carolina State 78-75. ACC Women's Basketball Tournament action today. The morning tilt, Game 4. NC State took on North Carolina. The final there, 77-64, Wolfpack. NC State guard Aislinn Koenig led the team with 19 points and went 5-for-7 at the arc. Erica Castle had 10 rebounds. The Wolfpack had the lead for over 33 minutes in the game, led at the half 43-37. North Carolina's Paris Kia went on a tear with threes in the opening minutes to push the Tar Heels into an 11-3 lead early. Kia finished with 27 points. Jamie Cherry had 9 rebounds for the Tar Heels. NC State moves on to meet number 4 seed Duke on Friday in Game 8 of the tournament at 11 o'clock. In Game 5 of the tournament, it pitted number 8 seed Syracuse against number 9 seed Virginia Tech. Cuse owned the lead for almost 29 minutes in that game and had a halftime lead of 25-22. The Hokies pulled out an amazing 33-5 run beginning late in the third, a 17-0 run in the fourth that put them in the lead. Virginia Tech's Taylor Emery pumped in 28 and Aisha Shepherd 19, including 5 from the arc, to lead the scoring effort. For Syracuse, Tiana Mangakahia netted 17 with 9 assists and Gabriella Cooper had 7 rebounds. Virginia Tech will face top seed Louisville on Friday at 2 in Game 9 of the tournament. Virginia had a come-from-behind win in Game 6 against Georgia Tech that could have gone the Yellow Jackets' way had a buzzer-beater 3 hit the mark. Georgia Tech dominated possession, leading better than 34 minutes of the game. The Yellow Jackets held a 34-29 halftime lead over the Cavaliers. Purely out of perseverance, Virginia kept in the game and finally worked their way into the game-winning score of 60-58. Aiyah Hewlin-El scored a 19 for the Cavaliers, and Lauren Moses grabbed 9 rebounds for Virginia. Francesca Pan had 25 points, and Kiara Fletcher pulled down 7 rebounds and 4 assists for Georgia Tech. Virginia moves on to Game 10 of the tournament and faces number 2 seed Notre Dame at 6 on Friday. Wake Forest kept it lively late into the game, making Miami work for their win, 68-60. Miami's Erica Davenport poured in 16 and grabbed 8 rebounds for the Canes. Miami, who led 37-29 at half, owned the lead for better than 39 minutes in the game. Wake Forest just couldn't find the key to slowing down Miami's momentum. The leading scorers for Wake Forest, Alex Sharp and Elisa Pena, was 17 apiece. Sharp grabbed 13 rebounds. Miami moves on to Game 11 in the ACC Women's Tournament and face number 3 seed Florida State. The game is set for Friday night at 8. So, Friday's slate of games, Duke and NC State at 11, Louisville and Virginia Tech at 2, Notre Dame and Virginia at 6, and Florida State and Miami will be at 8 o'clock. Like the podcast, drop us a line at accnation@outlook.com. Be sure to visit us on Facebook at ACC Nation Sports, and we're also on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Google+, and YouTube at ACC Nation. Be sure your homepage is set to accnation.net.